Okay, yo, finally. Oh my God,
so
man.
So we're sitting in Nova Scotia, Halifax.
We're sitting in Nova Scotia, Halifax. I'm here with...
Nicholas Cleveland, bro.
Nicholas, bro. Yo, this is the... You... Oh my God. All right. The experience that I just had is so unrealistic. Bro.
It's like you got rights.
Yo. It's like you got your rights. Okay, so this podcast is going to be like, if you're hearing this,
this is...
I must like you, dog. Power up!
Okie dokie! Let's go!
The list goes on.
This is a dangerous time. Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources.
This is, I must like you, dog. If yeah, this is an exclusive podcast. Yo, I just bought.
Ooh la la la.
Like, not. On some, like, you know, buying from the dealer, whatever, who got it. Like, no, I went into an establishment.
They call it a franchise. They actually called it a franchise. Located, the main one is in British Columbia.
Yo, I bought.
Ooh la la la.
I bought it. Unrealistically.
You paid taxes on it too, my man.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You pay taxes.
Oh man, let me tell you something. Canada got me up in this. What?
15% boy.
Like, they bullshit. They bullshit about this. Yo, it's some crazy stuff, boy. Dang. Yo, Nick, I appreciate you.
Yeah, no worries, my man. I'm glad that you get to experience it.
Yo, alright, so let me introduce Nick. So I met Nick going into this thing called
a poutinerie. And a poutinerie is, we exclusively sell poutine, which is cheese curds, gravy, and French fries. People know it as chips as well.
Okay.
And it's a combination.
Oh.
Just sell that. We don't sell burgers. We don't sell anything. We don't sell soft drinks other than bottles. We just have poutine.
Oh, wow. All right. So, yo, this is some goodness. I must admit, I also had experienced a little bit of the donair as well.
Donair poutine is what you had. You had the donair on top of the poutine, which are two Canadian specials here on the East Coast. They're actually, we consider, most popular dishes.
Yo, man, it was deliciousness. It tastes like...
You finished the whole thing.
Yes, it did. It tastes like a Euro, like with French fries. But the cheese is different. The cheese is definitely different,
cheese,
man.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, see, but from Quebec, right?
From Quebec.
All right, so after I, you know, asked Nick for the, you know, the whole Nova Scotia experience, the whole Halifax experience, he was like...
Now, you said to me, what does a fella do to have a good time around the city?
True.
And I said, you got to get yourself some... And hook yourself up to Citadel Hill is what I said to you. So, from there you looked at me and you were like, for real? And then you whipped out your map and you're like, show me how to do it.
Yo, then this dude said, yo, I'm driving up there. I said, oh, word.
You win.
Oh man, this is...
And look, it's 420 right now and we're sitting here.
Yeah, this is destiny.
Perfect.
This is truly, truly destiny. All right, man. How? This establishment that you introduced me to, how long has this existed?
Here in Halifax, at least a year. Now, mind you, they had some issues with the feds when they first started, but this is a franchise that's all over Canada. So they actually have big lawyers, the best in Halifax, backs them up here. So no cop can go in there unless they're in a vested uniform.
Oh, word?
Yeah, that's for real.
Oh, wow.
And they don't mind that because they don't ever raid them. They got raided once when it first started just because they thought they were selling to people that were under the age of 19.
Okay.
You have to be 19 with a valid ID, and you have to say that you're using it for medical use, and you have to promise your signature and your identification.
Really?
When you were signing that paper, you were saying, I'm using this for my medical use only. Whether that's helping you sleep at night, getting you something to eat, it doesn't matter what it is.
That is true. Now, I gotta explain to you the paper, right? Because the spidey senses was tingling, right?
My spider sense is tingling. I'm being watched. Uh-oh.
Because I was like, yo, wait a minute. This is asking
some... Too easy.
Yeah, it's like, wait, hold on. This is asking some in-depth questions, man. So, in haste of thinking, because I was like going through the motions, because I'm already... He didn't tell you on the way there, right? Well, man, I hit some of this. What do you call that last
Grand
one?
Grandmaster Bubba.
Yeah, Grandmaster Death Bubba.
Death Bubba.
Yo, you God. Yeah, man, listen. I was like, ooh, la, 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 la. No way. Yo, I was like, no way, no way, no way. So, right, here's what happens. I'm going in there, I see the application, and I'm actually filling it out like it's a doctor's application. I'm like, yo, I'm putting my stuff on here. And I'm like, yo, wait a minute. And then I noticed, like, the application was made of wax. It was laminated, I should say. Yeah. It's a laminated application, so it's easy to rub off.
And the reason they do that is so they don't have any paper trace of your name and your information. They got that photocopied with that wax paper or photocopied paper, whatever you call it.
Right.
Yeah, so basically it's stored on their computer with a picture of your ID. So if anything ever happened, their business went bust, they need to get rid of everything, it's all one click, you know? Everyone is one click.
That's crazy.
And we're actually in the gray zone here in Halifax because October is when we're actually fully legalizing it for recreational use. So it'll be the same as getting a beer from the beer store.
Or
you'll be buying la, la, from the la.
Store. See, but now...
That's why they're getting away with it. They're paying their taxes. They don't have any illegal crime happening there. They have security that makes sure they weed out the bad people.
There's bad people?
In some cases, dispensaries around the area have got robbed, actually. So that's why security is so high.
Oh, because y'all deal with straight paper money.
Only paper money. That's why they have that ATM in there for you, and they said, we only take cash.
But...
Somewhere in there, there's a shit ton of money, is what we're saying.
All right. So, how come y'all don't, like, hired armored guards or something? That's what, you know, Americans do.
I don't think they're going to do that yet, but I could see that happening at when it's legalized. The government will do that. The thing is... That ooh, la, la, la. Right there, it's a franchise, so it's not actually going to be like controlled by the government yet. They just pay their taxes like any other store selling merchandise, right?
Right.
So once it is government regulated, if they do want to sell it, they'll have to sell it like a bar would sell beer. They'll buy it from the Liquor Corporation of Canada or Nova Scotia, wherever you're at, and then you'll sell it at a little higher than what you bought it for, you know? That's what they'll do with this.
Oh, wow.
We'll be buying it for maybe $12.50 instead of $10 or $11.50.
Oh, because the government...
They'll be getting it from the government. The government will have the taxes on it then. The government will collect all the taxes just because anyone who wants it will have to buy it through them.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So the street guys, essentially, they'll be getting cut out in some ways. You want... Ooh, la, la, la. You're still going to be getting that, but... With the Nova Scotia Liquor Corporation that's gonna be selling. Ooh la la la. It's gonna be like really good quality and pure. You don't have to worry about the guy who grew it. You don't know what he put in it, you know? This is gonna be flushed perfect. This is gonna be cured perfect.
So y'all have farmhouses.
We already have farmhouses here. Yeah, we do.
Within like in the country or?
Within Canada. So British Columbia is where he was actually telling us in there. You'll notice on that ash, he gets it from one source, and it's a really pure source. You see how white that ash is on that?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's like, it's good cured. La, la, la. It's not like you didn't get this from some guy trying to sell it in 2 weeks and he dried it in the microwave.
Yo.
Because just like that guy was saying, you can find some shitty. La, la, la. hockey around here still. At the Putina, remember?
Yeah, that's true. But they're official. Yeah. That's what he was saying about them. Yeah. So, dang, man. So, how does, like, when it comes to the... Who started this organization? Because, like, there has to be a...
Some smart motherfucker.
Really?
For sure. I have no name for him, my man, but I know whoever sat down and had the idea to start a pot shop in every single province in Canada.
Uh-huh.
He's a smart guy, right?
Right, right. Oh, so he's still... He's
still growing.
Oh, okay.
He ain't done
okay.
with this yet.
Oh.
He just wants to get on the legal side. Right now, they're in the gray zone, they call it. So they don't know what's going to happen when it becomes legalized. That's what he said, too. I can't wait to see.
Oh, okay.
But they have some of the best lawyers backing them in the world, some would say. For sure.
Well, I mean, he got to pay. I mean, he has
$1 million franchise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He already has the money to pay for that. That's okay. But he's still considered an outlaw enough to, like, all right, he can't have a name. Right.
He's the type of guy that probably doesn't want his name around either.
That is true.
Who knows where his family's at? No one wants to know, right?
Right. That's okay.
People do some stuff for money.
Really?
People do stuff for money. Crazy stuff every day.
I guess because, you know, in America...
Is the crime rate high in America? Like,
oh, yeah.
Really high?
Very high. But it's like, we don't have like an organized kingpin or not to be known of. You know what I'm saying? Not even enough to be able to push for legalization. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like all of our people they're bought straight up and down.
So your state, do you think they'll ever legalize it there?
I think that they're getting towards it because that's when the government gonna put their hand in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It is.
Anything they can make money off of, you know?
Right.
They'll just take it out of the hands of the poor.
Right. But we've never, I don't think anybody has ever thought enough to organize. You get what I'm saying? This is organization.
Yeah, buddy. What you just seen was thought out, planned out, and was pursued. Everything they did in there, they had to have that planned out. You see how like established that is?
Yeah.
Before they even dealt with you, they wanted to know about me.
Right.
Yeah. You see, he's like, I want your ID too back there, buddy, even though you're not buying anything.
Right.
It's because he doesn't know who's coming in, and they have a policy with the police. You can't come in there in an undercover uniform because it doesn't hold up in court. Anything that they take from that place undercover doesn't hold up in court.
That's crazy, bro.
I was talking to the guy the other day, and he said he doesn't mind when the cops come in the uniforms. It's when they try to come in without the uniforms.
Right.
Yeah.
But why would they, like, what would putting... Because that's kind of odd. So it's like someone would want to disrupt that, or they're just looking...
The only reason that they're not worried about the police is because the police cannot worry about them, where everyone is signing up legally using it for a medical purpose. Everybody is coming in there... If you drive around the city, the only place that you'll hear about that shop is from people that work there or like people like me who smoke from there.
Right.
Or if you drive by it, you know?
Right.
But they don't advertise is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So if they had like advertisements out here, like they can't advertise for cigarettes either because cigarettes will kill you after a while.
That's
true. You can't advertise.
That's true. That's true.
You can't advertise for... Because then you're drawing people in for business.
Oh.
You're coming there for a medical reason. So the police, it's actually good to them, tell you the truth, because that means the people that maybe they want to come there for the money or the big bang, they're not able to sneak in so easy when there's police presence, you know?
Right. So capitalism doesn't affect y'all as much because, I don't know, I mean, when I hear that, right?
It took us a long time to get here, where we're at. I remember promises 2 to 3 years ago from governments and prime ministers saying,
really?
For sure, we're gonna have it. You vote me in. Now, Justin Trudeau, he's moving on with it. Like, it's legalized. He said October, it is legalized. Like, the bills have already went through.
Oh, that's cool, man. Like, so is he from here?
He's actually from Quebec.
Really?
Yeah, he's French.
Dang.
Same place. All the good stuff comes from, right?
Right.
Talk about Putin there.
I know, right? That is so amazing. So, all right. So, explain, how was it like growing up in the life of a in Halifax, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I actually grew up 1 hour east from here, okay. Douglas Valley, so for me, it gets small if you drive an hour away.
Oh, really?
Halifax is only 300,000 or so people, right?
Uh-huh.
From my small town, it's 100 people. Or not 100 people, 1,000 people. There are like 100 people in my graduation class, we'll say.
All right.
Around there. That's still like, that's so small compared to like where you grew up. How many people in your hometown?
There's a lot. You know what I'm saying? But mine was an anomaly because where I graduated from, like I graduated from a class of like 9. Yeah, I was out in the country.
Small country.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so you're
yeah.
even smaller than me. I thought I was smaller.
No, I mean, but I've been to, like, big city schools, like, in Baltimore and stuff like that. And then also in New York, but it's, like, that end period of my life. It was just like, oh, we're going to move in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina.
Damn.
Yeah.
Big change?
Oh, had to learn how to adapt.
Like, kind of like me, only moving 100 kilometers away from where I was.
Uh-huh.
Moving to this city. Like, we got parking tickets here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then just different life, you know? Everything's faster. You wake up in the morning, you hear the ambulance. You hear the fire trucks. You don't hear that shit where I grew up.
All right.
You got to be up at 7 a.m. You got to make sure, like, there's stuff here that you wouldn't have to do there. You move your car just for street cleaning here. You got it, or you get a ticket or towed.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where, like, what do they do for you guys? Like, do you have to move your cars a lot, or?
Nah.
No?
They don't, I mean, like, the street cleaning is, like, it's not as efficient. You know what I'm saying? Like.
That's how we make our money here. The city of Halifax gets a lot of revenue just from tickets.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Like, I was showing you earlier, I have a whole stack in there.
Uh-huh.
That's just because they actually get their money, like, that's how they get their money, besides taxes.
Word.
They ticket everyone. They'll watch the meters. If you go down and you run out of time in your meter,
uh-huh.
They're an hour and a half each meter. You don't put coin in it. As soon as you run out, they're allowed to ticket you. And it's $20 a ticket. If you don't pay, it's $25. After a year, it's
$60.
Yeah. So I'm keeping these until they're $25 and I'll pay them. Because it was my bad, you know? Uh-huh. And they got to make their money too, you know? But yeah, that's the difference between us and you.
Man.
Making our money this way, but.
Hold on, but ours is different because, like, if you have a driving infraction, you're going to go to jail.
Okay. You go to jail for infractions there.
Yo.
But doesn't that cost you guys all money, like, in the end? Because you guys got to house the criminal or stay the said criminal.
Yeah, but we don't think about it like that. Like, our you got to understand, like.
As a Canadian, when we put someone in jail, in my opinion, if that crime is not sufficient enough to have to feed them and water them, no matter what you're feeding them, it's costing us taxpayers money, right?
Right.
If it's just like something petty, like a parking ticket, you guys put them in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, man, I know this chick, man. What happened was she got hit by a school bus. And that's a school bus. That's
people
part of.
People die from that shit.
Yeah, true. But she got rear-ended. You know what I'm saying? And luckily everything was okay. And the school bus is from the government. Like that's government property. So the government have to pay up. Right? Nah. Man, the cops came through. They found out she had unpaid parking tickets. Put her in handcuffs, bro. Yo.
She wasn't saying too much about the rear-ended. Nothing came from it?
Yo, I don't know. They're still going to court.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Bro, that's why we're like, it's in Cobb County, right?
Yeah.
Yo.
Police states.
What? They call this thing count on being busted.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yes. You get anything. Like, let's say, you know what I'm saying, your insurance lapses.
Yeah.
Man, we think about to tow that. They got to tow your car.
Really?
Like, yo.
Because you have no insurance.
Yes.
Damn.
Because you know who's
the... They give me 2 weeks if I miss an insurance payment. I got 2 weeks. They'll cover me for 2 weeks. My insurance is covering me for 2 weeks.
Son, that's why, yo, when there's a car accident, it'd be a hit and run, though. Yeah, folks be running because we have a lot of people from... Mostly, stereotypically, it's like the people of Mexico.
Okay.
They'll come in there and, you know what I'm saying, if they hit you because they don't have insurance, man, they'll drive off, bro.
Yeah, a lot of hits and runs.
Yo, it's crazy. That's why I'm like, oh, you got tickets? That's crazy. But y'all have it, I don't know, how about this? We get more free stuff in America than y'all do.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, because, you know, we have, like...
you guys don't have free healthcare, though, right?
Nah. All
right. Well, our healthcare isn't free either. We pay our taxes on that.
I know.
People, what's your percentage on your taxes there?
Oh, man, what's the percentage of our taxes? It's,
for every dollar.
It depends. It depends. I don't want to be, like, let's say, if something is a dollar, it'll probably be 7 or 8 cents.
Okay. For us, it's 15 cents to every dollar. So you just went in there and bought. Ooh, la, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la. Right.
You paid $23 for two $10. You see what I'm saying?
So it just keeps on going up per dollar?
Yeah. So every dollar you pay an extra 15 cents on extra every dollar.
You pay it. What's going on? So, like, let's say you have something that's $800. You have to pay for every dollar you gotta pay.
Exactly. You have $800 worth of stuff. Mm-hmm. Every dollar is an extra 15 cents. It adds up quick. $1,000 purchase becomes $1,150.
Yo, that's crazy taxes, bro. That's crazy. I guess that's why we don't want to go through that. Like, it's funny because we, in America, we are fighting for it. But all the conservatives on our side, they're saying, like, who's going to pay for it? Because somebody got to pay for this.
Like, that's what I mean. Nothing's free, even our healthcare. We pay in that 15%. That's why we're paying it.
Boy, son. Oh, my God, yo.
And it's only free to an extent, you know? Like, free means, like, the emergency room's free. If I cut my toe off right now,
right,
I can run in there and they're going to stitch it on as quick as they can, as fast as they can, as best as they can.
Right.
And that's going to be free to me.
Right.
Because it's emergency. But if I need my teeth fixed, like, I got a cavity, I got to go to the dentist, that ain't free. That is, like, so expensive. You get one tooth pulled, like, $300. Something crazy. Like, crazy pricey. And also your eyes.
Yeah.
If you have anything wrong with your eyes, that is costly, too. They don't cover your teeth, and they don't cover your eyes. That's what a lot of people don't know.
Word?
Yeah. You have to pay for your dental, and you have to pay for your eyes, unless you have an insurance plan or a plan through your work.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So, man, how is it, when it comes to life, like rich people areas, middle class people.
I can show you just in Halifax. I can drive 10 minutes apart and I can show you poor and I can show you rich.
Really? They live that close together?
Yeah, they live that close together. And years ago, it actually used to be a gated community in here. They would close at nighttime.
Like, what?
There's still little gates. Yeah, near Point Pleasant Park. Have you been to Point Pleasant Park?
Nah, man.
You gotta check it out.
Yo, this is...
You want to drive?
Bro! Oh, son. Yo.
We'll go rip it out.
This is going to be the greatest interview ever.
Hold up. Wait. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Gets to a point where it really doesn't matter. You guys don't really know us like you think that you do. Riding on the edge of a lightning bolt, yeah, we are. We are the ultimate maniacs, and we are ultimate survivors. We're not planning a hit. Welcome to the big time, because we're already here, and we ain't going nowhere.
What the fuck? What is going on? The list goes on. I'm ready to find a divine message. And so the list goes on. A story that's never been told.
Yo, said I'm feeling rather reluctant. The last time I gassed, I was feeding fire for dumpsters. Nah, I ain't saying that it was garbage, but truly, my target audience seemed to quiet my gumption. Yeah, something about pearls and swine. If I get that piece of my mind, will they heed the lines of instruction? Eat it up until me and we are aligned, and now me and we are residing. I weaponize your consumption. Digested, truly, you will not die guessing. Even as digressions will redefine your construction. Like branch chains, ignite them, them flames rising. I'm finally pigs flyers, I've energized your combustion. Yeah, call it Kahlua pork. We
celebrating now. Remove the cork, pour out a blessing if a few retort. Get that international sign for I ain't stressing and salute the sport. God bless him. These days I'm looking to find a divine message, avoiding dry leaven, looking to find heaven, enjoying my brethren. Spirit of the Lord still walking with the boy like 25-7. Help, and so the list goes on, counting all of my losses against what I won. And when I recollect it, she get what you expect. So the dang home, couple ain't on, cut the check. Give it here, trust I'll give it back tempo. Skill spill through the dental from the intro. And then if you bend your ear low for a friend, I could deliver again on a story that's never been told.
The ongoing.